Ms. Darrow turns on the tape recorder, and drumming sounds pound out a rhythm. This is just for practice. During the real thing, Maidu drummers will play along with gourd and flute players. All right now. Older girls, demonstrate the wulu again, if you please. Then we'll go over the songs again. The wulu was a special dance that began at nightfall and was accompanied by singing. Now we line up and show the wulu, which isn't so hard, really. Just some simple steps with swaying arm movements. Then the younger girls step up and follow along. From the corner of my eye, I see Kara hanging back, tracing patterns in the dirt with her shoe. One of the teachers encourages her to join in, giving her shoulder a little push. Well, that does it. Shouting no and shaking her head vigorously, Kara runs off, away from the school. I quickly ask for permission to go after her. But where? I decide to head home, and on the way, I spot her bright pink hoodie down by the lake. Kara sitting in one of my favorite spots by the lake. She looks up as I approach, then looks down, watching the twirl of her bare feet in the water. I sit about a yard away, hugging my knees. She sniffles a couple of times, and I figure that's my cue. What happened back there? I venture. No answer. The dance wasn't really that hard, you know. Oh, please, she says. I can dance just fine. So the problem was... Kara turns to face me. Look, no offense or anything, but that stuff is just weird, okay? Well, I'm sure it's different for you, but... You people, I don't get what's so special about dumb ceremonies and dances. And this whole place, there's like nothing here. For emphasis, Kara hurls a rock into the lake.